Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Stu Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. at WBNW, 1120 a.m.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Right, a little wound up talking with Mike, my friend, my producer, as we begin the week, and I welcome you. I hope you all had a great Memorial Day weekend. I had kind of a boring weekend. Didn't do much. Just had a 3-day wedding for my younger daughter, and actually it was spectacular. And I'll tell you where it was, because I could not recommend Flag Hill Winery, which is, by the way, endorsed by Martha Stewart as one of the 10 best out of California rustic wineries to hold weddings in the country. It's I won't be talking about it today, but we will be talking about it in upcoming weeks. Flaghill.com. Thanks to Brian and the whole crew up there. It was just fabulous. It's in Lee, New Hampshire, by the way. And wow, sometimes you get unpleasantly surprised. I expected it to be nice. I didn't expect it to be spectacular. I guess it's because I'm a cynic and a pessimist. But no, it was just absolutely great. And my younger daughter is off to Lake Como, Italy now with my new son-in-law for 10 days. And anyway, I don't want to get into all my family stuff. I've got my older daughter here and her family. It's an exciting time for me, but I am happy to be back in here. Here behind the mic. And let me take a swig of water, okay? Just, you know, I just need a little refresher. Wait a minute.
You've earned it, Stu.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. you know, you'll find out when you put on a wedding. It's, you know, I've done two of these, and I'm glad there are no more. In the sense that the preparation and what things you have to go through and the decisions you have to make. And it's not that you don't make big business decisions every day. When it comes to your family, every decision has to be important. So, being a loving father as I am, but I am happy to be back. And I'm still in touch with what's going on out there, and I certainly still have been privy to. I never call Barack Obama our president. I just can't bring myself to do it. I may talk about the presidency. I can't do it. He's disgracing the office every single day. Do you think it was by accident that Obama chose Memorial Day weekend to give his moral equivalence speech in Hiroshima, calling for a moral revolution? He is going around the world apologizing for this country. Now, it's not the first time you've heard it, but it continues. Memorial Day, where hundreds of thousands of troops, American brave American soldiers, gave their lives. And what is he doing? It's the same equivalencies that he's hit everywhere else, going around and apologizing for America's actions. I don't know why this guy isn't just dragged out of the White House, just dragged out. No harm. I don't want any harm. I'm not advocating violence. Get him the hell out of there. Proposed in his speech is moral disarmament. On Hiroshima, he was silent on the question of American sacrifice. He really didn't. I saw it. I probably shouldn't have, because I haven't gotten much sleep in 3 nights. So when I saw the replay of that, it just was upsetting to me. Talk about American sacrifice, American valor, American virtue. No, I didn't see any of that. Talked plenty about American guilt, though. When in the history of this country, even the presidents who have done lousy jobs, like Jimmy Carter, I mean, Carter loves this country. I don't like Jimmy Carter. I never did. But when you compare Carter to Obama, when you compare George W. Bush to Obama, when you compare anybody who's ever been in the office of the presidency to Barack Obama, he couldn't wear their sneakers. He couldn't wear their sandals. What Obama did not do in his speech in Japan was to praise America's brave soldiers, all this bravery and sacrifice and preventing the world from nuclear war over 71 years. And we're apologizing for using the bomb. You know what the bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki did? They ended the wars and they warned our enemies, don't do it. That was Hiroshima in 1945. He is flat out wrong. You know, there's what's called, and this is just an unnecessary and an inconvenient truth, Michael Moore, that if you're in war and you have to fight to preserve your own country and its people, there will be collateral damage. There's collateral damage. The only thing I've defended Obama on during his entire presidency, the only thing, is the drone program. And he gets bashed because some innocent people die. And, you know, it's the only thing I'll defend him on. You know, it's impossible. You know, the enemy uses hospitals. They use schools. They use homes. What are you supposed to do? First of all, it's bad enough that our troops being sent over there aren't allowed equal access. And they are under the orders of foreign countries. Can you imagine going to war, risking our own lives, costing our lives, spending the money, and we have to listen to quote what our allies tell us to do, to put our soldiers in life, to put our soldiers in imminent danger? Obama is wrong. He's wrong about almost everything. In his own mind, the scary part is he's right. We've only got 5 months more to deal with him. And here's the scariest part. The scariest part. His ratings are higher than ever, 53%, 54%. Can I safely say I don't really want to talk to 54% of the population in this country anymore? It's funny, almost everybody I meet, almost everybody, and I travel, I have a lot of circles, I have a lot of friends, I have a lot of acquaintances, I have a lot of business contacts. I don't know where this 53, 54% is coming from. I can't think of the politician. It might have been Bella Abzug in New York, the prominent Democrat liberal from many, many years ago, who said, I didn't know there was anybody who didn't love the Democrats. It's because they're in those circles. I'm happy to tell you I'm in all circles, although I'm just outside the circumference from people like this who support this guy, who support Hillary Clinton and support John Kerry, all three traitors to this country. Now, I have strong dislike, as many of you know, for people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and others. But I don't call them traitors. They're all short of being traitors. This is my own opinion. And I'm not going to be pedantic here today, but you pick up a dictionary or you go up on Google and go to Wikipedia and take a look at the definition of what a traitor is, and then call me back and tell me why Obama, Kerry, and Hillary Clinton are not traitors. It's just my opinion. See, I'm not confusing it with the facts. The facts are the facts. Opinions are opinions. And this show is both a combination of being opinionated, subjective, and objective. And I've mentioned this several times. I'm not a journalist, but I always try to be accurate in what I say. Accuracy may not be interpreted as such when you give a personal opinion. But that's what this show is about. That's what it's always about. Gave a talk at Boston University to the School of Economics several years ago. I had Lawrence Kotlikoff on. It was his class. He's running for president. I love the guy. We go out to dinner, and it's Kotlikoff2016.com. And He's a brilliant guy. He's working through presidential administrations. And I said, Larry, what, is this a joke? He says, oh, no, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I got on here to Larry Kotlikoff. I said, oh, listen, I think your chance, and I said, no, because I'm straight up. I said, I think your chances are less than zero. Is that possible? When I spoke with his class, to get back to the topic that I just veered off from, there were a bunch of professors in the class as well as his economics class. And one of the professors interrupted me. I was talking about the Dodd-Frank Act and the harm that, Barney Frank, who's later been on my show and gave me a nice endorsement, by the way, inflicting upon this country. And he jumped up and he really attacked me. And I just didn't even hesitate. I came right back, as polite and as dignified as I could be, and said, I'm here to bring in my own opinions. I'm not a journalist. I don't have to be vetted for what. You can either take it or you can leave it, but these are my opinions. And I was brought in with the condition that my viewpoints could be aired to this audience without even, I'm not trying to convert an audience. My days of conversion and that kind of reform are long over. I mean, I'm too tired to do that anymore. And I'm not out to, quote, save the world. I just want to do my little part for what I can do here on radio to provide some education for people. My family and I stayed at a beautiful place in Portsmouth. Well, I'll tell you about that when we come back. And I get a lot of appreciation. I'll tell you before we go to a break, the general manager, I don't say what I do. And so, what do you do? And I said, well, radio talk show host. And I said, oh my goodness. So I listen to you all the time. And he said, that was three in 2 days that said that. So I know I've got some listeners out there. And he said, oh, stick with your politics. Stick with them. You get a lot of guts. Thank you very much, Patrick. All right. Back to a break.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, I'm Harvey McKay, and author of Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. I can't thank you enough, Stu. The interview, I didn't like it. I loved it. And I love the way you change lives. I love the way you prepare to win, the way you do your homework. I like to surround myself with winners, and really look forward to having dinner with you in Boston very, very soon. Best of luck to you.
Memorial Day has always been an important time to me and all decent Americans. I must say that I did not really spend, I didn't spend any time at the wedding discussing politics. It's just the off limits. I will not discuss politics. If they had, I guess about 140 at the wedding. If we had everyone coming up and they wanted to get into politics, because a lot, you know, I don't really talk about it, but they know what I do. I defer it. One person came up and I said, you know, with all respect, I defer. There were no politics today. I said, which is in a sense a contradiction of what Charles Krauthammer says, that everything is politics. There were no politics for 3 days. And then I come back here and I take a look at that speech. You know, he started these talks in Egypt, traveled around the world with the golden columns. Who is this guy? Who is he? We know all, you know, I had an email someone sent to me the other day to every single thing in the world you had to know about Trump. Trump wants everybody to know everything. And I don't place any value judgments on the guy running around, running Miss Universe contests, being single, going after women but not raping them. We know everything about Clinton. I mean, about tired folks, all right? We know everything about Donald Trump. And there's nothing there that they can find. He's obnoxious. He's a bully. He can be insulting. He twists his words. They all do, all right? He's a little worse in those areas. I admit it. There isn't any question. There could be any question who you're going to vote for. How can there be any question? And then you question yourself, what do we know of Barack Obama, his health records, his records in college, his background? What do we know about this guy? I know more than I have to know, but what does the public know? It's like the new millennials today. What do they know about Hillary Clinton? They have to be reeducated, and Trump will do that. He'll get to it. I can't get out of my head that interview come up with circumstance after circumstance. You know, two highly respected journalists, Charlie Rose and Tom Brokaw, on air talking. And the basic thing that they said, you know, we don't really know anything about. I don't know anything. Brokaw says, I don't know anything about Barack Obama. And Charlie Rose didn't either. And then they both went on to say how they were supporting them. You may think these are grounds to ignore when saying, you know, I really like, you know, Tom Brokaw, the greatest generation. Oh, yeah. He's another disgusting lefty, only he's a nice guy. I don't know anything about it. No, nobody cares. And the difference between not knowing anything about Obama, oh, I mean, and now there's plenty to know, but we don't know about his background. We know about Hillary's. I'm not here to give you a lecture on Hillary's background. Vicious doesn't describe Hillary. Being a traitor to, Hillary Duck, you know those sniper bullets in Bosnia? Your lies about Benghazi to the parents. Obama lying about Bo Bergdahl, he knew about him. It just goes, it's endless. And you're going to tell me in good conscience that either you're not going to vote for Trump. Vote for him. He's not my hero, but I do think he wants to make America great again. He could screw it up. But I guarantee you that Hillary will take us down a deep, dark path that Barack Obama didn't have time to complete in his journey. You hear a lame duck presidents in their last term. This guy's making sure he's no lame duck president. He couldn't care less whether he had the approval or the support of Congress. He's not liked by people in his inner circle. Neither is Hillary, except, you know, I got the bucks. I got a great job. There's a lot of income here. Let me lick Hillary's boots. That's the way the system works, all right? You know, I've said here many times, everybody has a price they'll sell out at. You know, if someone says to me, I'll give you $1,000 to do something, it's not enough. Would you get $2,000? I don't know, $5,000? Okay, I'll do it. But it won't go against my values. You see, I draw fine lines of distinction. And I'm going to be really blatantly honest on this show. Blatantly honest. When I started to do talk radio and I developed a friendship with Bill Buckner, who was broadcasting for Sports Final Radio Network, now long defunct as part of the Talk America Radio Network. Man, I mean, what great times. Mike, you know, I went to Cooperstown right away. I did all the Hall of Fame inductions for all the sports.
Sure.
I did the AA All-Star Game, AAA All-Star Game. I went to the White House. I had no training. I just did it. And
Bill Buckner, the former Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about. Okay.
Went through his legs, Bill Buckner.
Yep. Okay.
And, you know, I separate entertainment from what's important. A lot of the things I talk about. You know, I've done medical shows. I don't give my own medical opinions. You know, common sense opinions. I know enough about finances. I don't do it. I leave it to people like Barry Armstrong and the competent people here at Money Matters. I don't get outside of my comfort zone or my value zone. So, you know, one day Bill Buckner said, well, you know, we got an argument to do on air. I know I came up with the idea, Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle, who is the better player? And I said, I don't care. It's entertainment. Pick the one you use. I think Willie Mays was a better player. I said, okay, I'll take Mantle. And then we had an argument, you know, we debated. Because you can certainly debate it either way. I mean, it's not that it's a blatant lie. It's entertainment. I said, okay, I'll take Mantle. So have I sold out? I don't think so. But I just want to show you with those lines of gray and the shade. I can give you other examples on radio. I don't want to divulge everything here. No, I think I won't go any further. But I think I've gotten the point across. I will not come on radio, said this a million times, and take things that I have received that are totally undocumented and not in the general media. I mean, unless if some senator took me aside and said, you can mention this on air, but don't mention my name. I would say a senator took me aside and said this to me. I've had many, many, many off-air conversations. Many of them off the record. I have wanted each and every one of them. I will not betray anybody's trust. You know, I could have one heck of an interesting hour on here just telling you things that I have heard from, quote, the horse's mouth. I've been told, as every journalist is, anybody with respect for anything, and I'm not a journalist, this is in confidence. You know, sometimes I sit here and I say, oh, my God, would I love to talk. I can't. I won't. The show's too boring because I won't do it. Change the dialogue. There's no sellout here. All right, I was almost a segue into politics, my politics, and I think I'm going to keep that away and get back to the guy who's sitting in the White House masquerading as president of Israel.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. Greenfield, 800-658-3876.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Dana Show, weekdays 1 to 3 p.m., 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
Okay, back on a rant. You know, that's what happens. You have 3 or 4 days away. You're relaxed. You enjoy yourself. My daughter's fabulous wedding. Nothing but love and family and friends. Oh, man. And now I'm back here with my other friends, and who I'm sorry I didn't extend invitations to the wedding. But, you know, as a matter of fact, Mike, if you got a pen and a pad of paper, you can call 888-205-2263, and I'll give you the address where to mail her gifts.
Send it over.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I sit in a restaurant. You know, I'm eating with my wife the day before, a couple of days, and I said to the waitress, "My daughter's getting married." I said, "You get your invitation?" She says, "You know, half seriously, no." I said, "But let me tell you where to send the gift." All right, back here. Obama. We don't. You're going to tell me, ladies and gentlemen, that we don't have any further need to honor our fallen warriors? The brave people who have, I was going to recite Lincoln's address, which I know better than Lincoln, who have fought for this country. Have they given their lives in vain? When you listen to a Hillary Clinton, when you listen to a Barack Obama, when you listen to a John Kerry, it takes away every ounce of pride you've ever had to be an American. If these people indeed represent this country and represent you and me, and you'll notice Obama, when he picks these times, Memorial Day, what other president can you even begin to compare to Barack Obama's apologetic speeches around the world? Look at Ronald Reagan and his great speeches at Normandy, a real American. We had that tremendous sacrifice to liberate Europe from all this Nazi tyranny. You know why? Because our troops had faith. They had concern. They had love for this country. They put country before family to go overseas and die for a cause. Japan deserved to be attacked. Hiroshima and Nagasaki deserved it. Hitler's army deserved to be absolutely exterminated. And we're committing an act that's immoral. It's like I say to politics, you want to go into politics, you better get in the gutter. If you're going to go to war, you better be prepared for the consequences. It's no dance. There's a moral difference between using force for liberation and using force for conquest. There's a moral difference. Ronald Reagan, it's my the bridegroom's father, Donald, sorry about that. Ronald Reagan was mindful of this horrific destruction that could be unleashed by nuclear powers. He spoke to that fear over the graves of not only Americans, but the British, the Canadians, the French. And he said, "We want to wipe the earth of this terrible weapon that now man has in his hands." And then he looked to the Soviet Union. And boy, did he hang tough. Barack Obama said to Medvedev, "You know, when he gets elected, you know, I'll be more flexible." Sellout. I mean, where do I even stop crossing the red line in Syria, threatening North Korea? I want to tell you, you got a real threat because you've got a madman over there in a society that is just under the hypnotic trance of their leader and will do anything he says. Where else do you want me to go around the world? I can go anywhere and tell you how dangerous it is. It's different. back then, you had the United States and Russia. They were the threats to have this. And Israel. Thank God Israel has those that weaponry. But who would have thought, you know, Pakistan and India, North Korea, Iran. Oh, man. I wouldn't know what to do if I were president. It's just, it's not that I would have known what to do at any time because I'm not qualified. Well, maybe I am. I mean, I'm looking at who's in the White House, and I'm wondering if I'm qualified. The meaning of Memorial Day has been lost. And Obama's view of this world is now starting to cast its ugly light over this entire generation. You can look back to Truman, to Kennedy, to Reagan. They saw how important it was for Americans to have resolve in confronting evil. It's not easy, you know. God forbid you go in for a serious operation. You know, I don't start listing all the ammo. You got to do it. And you got to face it head on. And I'm not standing here telling you I'm holier or braver than thou. I'm not. But some things you just have to stand up for. You know, you hear about these wonderful soldiers in combat who just land on grenades, who rush back into battle after being there several times because they don't want to leave their brothers. This is just, I mean, it's the highest compliment that these people deserve. And you look how they're being treated here in the military like crap. What about Obama's moral ambivalence on the use of the atomic bomb in 1945? He's speaking for America or for his own insane idea of American guilt. We got 5 more months to go with this guy. 5 more months. I think he's already taken my health from a top level down a notch or two in these 7 years. I'm serious. I have spent so much time being miserable and sick and angry with this presidency. Mitt Romney, don't run as a third candidate. You blew it. But what is not certain is that what America needs to confront this horrific lack of morality with radical Islam. We need resolution. We need resolve. We've got to get back to the principles that saved the world from nuclear war. We've even forgotten what happened 9/11. I don't mean you. I don't mean I have forgotten. It's just, you know, it's not a big deal. Just let the illegals come in. And then listen to the distorted press saying that Donald Trump says that'll be it for Muslims forever coming into this country. He never said that. He said, let's just hold up until we can vet them. And then not only will we let people in, we'll let Muslims in. Now, I don't know how the system is going to work, but he never said what they said he was going to say, that everybody coming over here from Mexico was going to ruin this country. He never ruined this country. He never said that. I hear bits and pieces from press conferences and news. I could just scream. And then I hear the converse when it comes to describing a beloved Hillary Clinton. She's a disgrace. There was an article, and I am going, let me see, where are we here at 42 past the hour? I'm at least going to start it. This is one of those articles that's quoted and it's public and it's everywhere from Joseph DeGenova. You have seen him on television many times. He was the U.S. attorney for, and I want to make sure you know where these thoughts are coming from. I echo them, but I'm referring to an article that I received by email. And again, I was not aware how public this article was made. I corroborated it. And I'm going to comment on it. DeGenova was the U.S. attorney for the D.C. staff counsel for various Senate committees. He was wired into Washington. Tremendously high success rate on his predictions. He's somehow and often referred to as Jimmy the Greek around Washington. You may want to place your bets. Here's an interview that he gave about Hillary Clinton to Laura Ingraham, who's been a guest on this show with her book, The Power of the People. This is the context of it. So I'm legitimizing what's being said. DeGenova says her biggest problem is the FBI. They're not going away. They reached a critical mass in their investigation of the secretary and all of her senior staff, and it's going to come to a head. And I'd suggest in the next 60 days, and I predict that Hillary will not make it to the finish line. She's not going to make it to the finish line, and he's going to have to terminate her campaign. The criminal investigation, of course, must focus on her and all of the people surrounding her. And if Jim Comey, and let me add in here, the FBI director is doing his job, and from, hey, I don't know firsthand, from everything I hear, he's an honorable guy. Agent Nova says she can't be the nominee of the Democrat Party. She's going to have to be charged with a crime. It's going to be a really complex issue for the Department of Justice. They're not going to be able to walk away from this. I got inspired when I read this. All right. All right, you can call me.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
So as I said prior to the break, that horrible Hillary, crooked Hillary. She's got a tough, and she and her staff. Here's the fact: there's such overwhelming and compelling evidence. I mean, it's just there's no way around it. Obama's trying to squash it. Loretta Lynch, who. She's a disgrace. She just got a little more personality than Eric Holder, and she wears a dress instead of pants. How is it possible Loretta Lynch could be the attorney general? Then you could say, how is it possible Eric Holder could? There are over 1,200 classified emails, and those are just the ones we know about from the State Department. It doesn't even include the ones that the FBI has recovered from the hard drives. You know, those 22 and the 30,000 she's deleted. I had a wedding for my daughter. It was never 30,000 emails. Most of those emails, you know, they're all personal. They're all on the wedding and yoga. I mean, if a two-day-old infant could understand anything, he or she would know what an incredible lie this is. She's made false statements under oath in interviews on Capitol Hill. I mean, she'd be indicted for that. She's been interviewed by the FBI. That will be the final step in this investigation. I mean, there's a reason. There's a reason I hope that this investigation is going on, not to come to a conclusion that there's no wrongdoing or it was a minor infraction and a stupid act, and it won't happen again. It's like Benghazi. What difference does it make? You know, when there's a major crime committed, and it's committed by a Democrat, how can you keep harping on this when there's a minor infraction committed by a stupid Republican? I know I added stupid. Oh, an execution or life imprisonment. This system, this country is so rigged it makes me sick. False statements on Capitol Hill, and look at her going around and having a party after the Benghazi hearings and talking about having the staff together and celebrating. Not only to even hoodwink the people on the committee, and hoodwink Trey Gowdy and the group, they had no choice because they're overruled by the President of the United States and by the Attorney General and by the state. You know, I'm not sure how that all works. But even the State Department has come out and said that this was more, this email cover-up, even they had to. There's so much information about criminal conduct by her and her staff that there isn't any, there's no way they can walk away from it. They're going to make a recommendation that she be charged, and Loretta Lynch is going to have the decision to make. So here's a couple of, it's just a couple of, not cuts, but lines. Laura Ingraham, do you have confidence that Loretta Lynch, from what we saw with her handling of the Baltimore riots and all that, is going to okay the green light and indictment of Hillary Clinton in an election year, DeGenova? I believe the evidence that the FBI is compiling will be so compelling that unless she agrees to the charges, there'll be a massive this is what I've been saying. There'll be a massive revolt inside the FBI, which she will not be able to survive as Attorney General. It'll be like Watergate. It will be unbelievable. The evidence against the Clinton staff and the secretary is so overwhelming at this point that, in fact, if she chooses not to charge Hillary, they will never be able to charge another federal employee with negligent handling of classified information. Hillary's comparing this to Colin Powell, who is not one of my favorites, but they didn't even have the laws in it. See, here's the thing. They didn't have those laws in it. She's making comparisons. It's, you know, it's like the old saying, comparing apples to oranges. They didn't have these laws even in effect. Didn't have them in effect back then. She's so full of baloney. She won't be able to survive as Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, I hope, and I don't know. I mean, Obama's five months. The intelligence community isn't going to stand for it. I like to think there is some dignity. I'll just say, without getting into detail, I know a little bit about the intelligence community. I know people in there. They're going to fight for an indictment, and they're in the process of getting ready right now. I mean, think of the humiliation and the embarrassment, the 154 FBI agents going all these many months and nothing happens. I just can't believe why it's going to happen at this late date, but get her out of the race, and Joe Biden sitting there waiting to come to jump in. Come on. It's time to commit Bernie Sanders to a nut house. He's a nut. I can just use three letters to describe him. Nut. It's a revolt. There'll be a revolt against the Attorney General if she refuses to bring charges. Here's where DeGenova and I disagree. People will get angry. They'll storm out. I agree with everything up to this point. They'll hate Obama. Well, the ones who know, a lot of them won't even realize that Obama's behind all, when I say behind all of this, behind the decision-making process, and they'll forget about it a week later. Just like every other scandal. How do you keep track of these scandals? There is a massive breach between the intelligence community, the military community, and the Department of State and the national security groups that is inside the intelligence community. You can hear this in your conversations with people in the intelligence community. They say they're going to fight to death if the Attorney General buries this case. I got heartened when I read this about that interview. Here's a guy who knows. She said it's going to be very, very ugly for her. It's going to be an awful ending to the Obama administration, and one they richly deserve. Here's Joe Biden. He's waiting. George Soros and Barack Obama are just letting Hillary go as long as she can. And you hate Donald Trump? He's the only Republican. He is the only Republican candidate who said early on in the debates he wasn't so sure she would actually end up being the nominee. He may be right. Stop attacking Trump. Many times I find him personally revolting. And compared to the stakes that we're facing in this country, force don't. And if you don't, blah, 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 blah. All right, this is Stu Taylor. Kind of an emotional return. Hope I didn't upset anyone. Have a great day.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.